Demonstrators outside of MLA for West Vancouver Sea to SKY's office at the Squamish Adventure Center on Saturday, July 29, said they were there to raise awareness about the connection between the oil and gas industry and climate change. Jordan Sturdy was not at his office at the time. About 25 people gathered near the start of the rally, with others slowly joining along, as members of the crowd took turns addressing the group. According to a news release, the demonstration hopes to raise awareness about the connection between wildfires, fracking, and liquefied natural gas. Demonstrators held up signs that read, "No pipelines, no tankers, no wood fiber LNG, end fracking," and "Call on MLA Jordan Sturdy," among a few others. The demonstration was coordinated by Frack Free BC, My Sea to SKY and Dogwood. It was one of many planned demonstrations across BC between July 25 and 29 throughout the province. This included other Sea to SKY Corridor towns such as Whistler, Pemberton, and Mount Currie. Some of the asks from Frack Free BC included the province to set a date when it will commit to no new fracking permits, begin to phase out of fracking infrastructure, and support localized transition to sustainable industries. Numerous vehicles passing by the Squamish demonstration honked or waved in support. Provincial Green Party candidate for the West Vancouver Sea to SKY riding, Jeremy Valeriote, spoke briefly to the crowd while also partaking in the demonstration. Valeriote once again is aiming to take the seat from Sturdy in the next provincial election in October 2024, after losing in 2020 by merely 60 votes. In April 2023, the BC Green Party affirmed their support for Valeriote.